Today, we're talking with Summer Louthan and her intern, Caitlin Dowling, of the Alaska Office of History and Archaeology, and they're here to talk about the This Place Matters campaign. So I guess we'll just get right to it. Can you tell me about the This Place Matters campaign?
Sure. Just a little about our office. We're part of the Office of History and Archaeology, which is the State Historic Preservation Office in the state. We're part of DNR and within state parks. And one of our roles is to undertake a planning process every 5 years to develop a statewide historic preservation plan. It's not just a planning document for our office, but it's a plan for the preservation community as a whole across the state. And we kicked that off in April of 2016. We had about almost a year-long survey that was open to the public. And then part of that process also was developing this This Place Matters Alaska campaign as a secondary way for people to provide comments to us about places that matter to them within their communities, because sometimes people are more visual than they are wanting to read through a survey or something like that. And so that's when the campaign kicked off for This Place Matter in May of 2016, which is May is Preservation Month nationwide. And so we kind of kicked it off as part of Preservation Month, and we plan on keeping it open until Preservation Month of 2018, yes. Our planning processes will be ending come probably about November. We're about to release our public draft for review the beginning of August, and so that will be open and available for public comment.
And so you said this is the secondary way of selecting places. What's the primary?
We had a survey that was available on SurveyMonkey from April of 2016 through December of 2016 that just had specific questions related to preservation in Alaska, asking people about places that mattered to them, where they thought there were concerns or places that they're worried about restrictions in preservation, things like that. That was open, again, from April until December 2016. After that, we developed within in-house goals and objectives for the plan that then were available for public comment. Those were available in May into, like, June, I think. Again, through a SurveyMonkey poll for people to provide comments on those as well. So now we're in kind of the drafting of the actual body of the plan at this point.
Okay. And so, Caitlin, how'd you go about making the map?
Yeah, so we kind of pulled this idea from a program in New Hampshire that called My New Hampshire, and it's using Esri's ARC Online Geoform for submittal of points and photographs in Alaska, and then we have it displayed on one of ARC Online's web maps for people to view the points. And so we worked with our internal IT department to set up a couple of the server aspects of it. But otherwise, Esri Online has it all available, templates that you can use.
How does one flag one of these points?
So if you go to our homepage, or you can go to bit.ly, aka This Place Matters, and there's a really simple geoform where it's just like a little online form, kind of similar to a Google document, where you enter in your city, your site name, a description of your photo, and this place matters because, so why you feel that building or site is important. The year and your name is optional. And then you can upload your photo, and then you can either enter an address, a lat long, or there's a little map at the bottom, and you can just click on the map, and a little pin drop will drop where it is, and you can drag it around, and then you can hit submit. And we do ask that for archaeological sites, you offset the pin for its protection, and then your point will automatically appear. You can go look at the map right away and see your point. And you can see your photo still as a link, but then within 24 hours, it will update itself as a thumbnail for your picture.
Interesting. And the places that people point out, how many places so far?
Right now we have 75.
a pretty good broad range across the state. Actually, probably the one area that's missing the most is Southeast.
Do you have any hypothesis as to why?
Probably just because our outreach has been slightly more limited in that area. Unfortunately, with state budget cuts, we haven't been able to do as much traveling during this planning process. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our outreach has been tied into other travels that we're doing within the office and workshops. So, you know, we have a lot in South Central, primarily because we're located within South Central, a significant amount in the Fairbanks area. But I think just not as many. We have a number. I work with the certified local governments within the state, and we do have three in Southeast, in Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan. So we have been sharing the information with those certified local governments in hopes that they would spread the word or help us spread the word. And Sitka does have, I think we have three or four spots in Sitka.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can only lead a horse to water.
What happens to the historical sites that aren't flagged?
Primarily, we're using these to kind of highlight places that people care about in Alaska. Just because it's not flagged doesn't mean that it's not there and it's not important. A lot of them we're already aware of. Mm-hmm. So this is just really used more for public participation. And so, you know, nothing necessarily is going to happen to sites that aren't tagged on there. We do have a note in the form when you're filling it out that we can use the photos.
Is this the first year you're doing something like this?
Yeah, this is definitely a new process for our office, especially using technology like this.
This is actually the first sort of like crowdsourcing initiative for the whole Department of Natural Resources for their planning project or for a planning initiative. Mm-hmm. So they're really hoping to kind of take this as an example and use a similar initiative for planning processes going forward as another way to engage with the public.
With this being your first time, what are you taking away from this?
People like photos. That's been kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And really like sharing kind of their personal connections to things.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing has been educating people on how actually easy it is to use. You know, you can do it from your, it's very easy to see on your phone. And so if you have a picture on your phone or you're somewhere, you take a picture with your phone, you get right to the website, it's really easy. It's just reminding people to do it. But the more dots that have gotten on there, the more people are seeing it. You know, we'll get some people that come in and just dump a whole bunch of dots of places that are their favorite places from across the state.
So I assume you guys see yourselves doing this in the future too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think this has been a pretty successful initiative. It started off slow, but it's done really well so far. I definitely could see state parks doing this for some of their programs as well. Since we're within state parks, we can kind of work with them on that and share that. And they're well aware of what we've been doing here. So,
and why is it important to preserve sites like this around Alaska?
There's a lot of different reasons. Some of it just tells the story of where we've been and who came before us and the story of Alaska and how it is now. It's a tangible resource. When you have buildings, you can kind of see it. It's different than reading stories. You can actually visit the places. But also historic neighborhoods and things tend to make, you know, quality communities. And so I think it is really important, especially in a state like Alaska that has a lot of kind of transient and turnover as far as residents that live in the state, especially within our larger communities. They're invaluable tools to help educate people about the history of Alaska.
I've been talking with Summer Louthan and her intern, Caitlin Dowling, with the Alaska Office of History and Archaeology. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.